What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Oh, we are back. It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. No Ike. Just your normal average Monday.
Just golfing yet again.
This
guy's got a problem.
Spike here. Jack here. Jack, how you feeling, brother?
Tell you what, they were this close to it being possibly the worst weekend of baseball that's ever existed.
They were very, very close. If they had...
If they did not trade for Juan Duran,
yep.
That could have been on top of everything else that happened the weekend.
Yep.
All things considered, yep. The worst baseball weekend in the history of the sport.
Well, they also like lured you back in because you get miserable on Friday night when Duran gets hit in the foot, and then you find out he's okay. So you're like, okay, maybe everything's okay.
They make him go out in the ridiculous bullpen cart.
Yeah. Guess what? It's not okay. Things are not okay. So we are at the Eagles Radio Network golf outing right now, Bluestone Country Club in Blue Bell. Beautiful. You know, we are not invited to golf. We have to dress like all the golfers, but we're not invited to golf. But it is still beautiful here.
We thought we had to dress like everyone else.
Yeah. Looks like you and Joe did not.
Oh, nor did Fran.
Yeah, nor did Fran. Nor did Steiny.
Yeah, but this show?
Yep.
Cleaned it right up.
Look, we look appropriate.
Yeah.
We look appropriate. So, look, it is... not the news you want to hear. Everybody will do this, I'm sure, but we will do it, I think, to start off in that the number one thing is we hope Zach Wheeler, as a human, is okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary thing to find out, a blood clot, like all of the different complications and all the different bad things that could happen when you have blood clot somewhere and you don't discover it. So I'm glad they found it. And I sure as hell hope he pitches again. I hope he pitches again soon.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, the number one thing is I hope has a long and healthy life ahead of him. That said, we have a baseball team here that is most likely going to be missing their ace for the rest of the year. Now, you can hold out hope that Zach Wheeler is going to be back, but there are not a lot of scenarios when you start doing the deep dive on the blood clot things. There's not a lot of scenarios that have him back this season. The shortest you could imagine is a couple of months, and that isn't even... that's, you know, the end of the year anyway.
We're just so close to the end of the season.
Yeah, and it seems like the more realistic thing is somewhere between 6 months and a year anyway.
Correct.
So the Phillies now don't have their ace. But, like, I keep hearing the question, I see it online, and I've heard it on WIP today, is can the Phillies win the World Series without Zach Wheeler? Like, of course they can win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. If you're asking me, and it's not some shot in the dark, puncher's chance, you know, anybody can win sort of thing. He is a great player. He's a great pitcher, but it's baseball. And I'm not even talking about the randomness. There's only just so much effect that one player can have on a baseball team. So whether it is a starting pitcher or whether it's an everyday player, there have been a ton of baseball teams in the history of baseball who have won without an important player. The Dodgers last year was any of their starting rotation available in the playoffs?
Not really.
They won the World Series.
And Ohtani had a torn shoulder.
So the question about whether they can win the World Series is, of course, they can win the World Series. The question is, do they have it in them to win the World Series? Like, Jack, is it quit? Is it throw in the towel? Or is it everybody band together and go and win the World Series? Are you the 2017 Eagles who looked at everyone and said, we all we need? Or are we the 23-24 Philadelphia 76ers who looked and said, our best player is in here, I'm going home? And that's like the real question for this year's Phillies is, like, who are you? You know,
and I think we'll learn that. I think we'll learn that about this team. And I just, what I hope the Wheeler thing doesn't do is it lets them let their guard down, and it lets them say, it gives them an out. The last thing I want the Wheeler thing to do is to give this team an out, because they still have the pieces to be able to get it done. Does it get harder? 100%. It is harder without Zach Wheeler. And I keep is Seltzer going to call us today? Is Devin Caney going to call us today? Like all the people that had Zach Wheeler low on the list and Nana Boo Boo told you so?
Yeah, right. And they're going to say, wait, you're saying they can win the World Series without him?
Yeah.
And he was that good? But you know what? The Eagles won the World Series without their MVP-level quarterback.
The Super Bowl.
Yeah, 5 years, 7 years ago without their MVP-level quarterback.
Yes.
That was a magic. This doesn't even need to be a magic run. We need 10% more out of everybody.
Every single guy in that clubhouse has to come together, say, we're not going to let this thing die. It's time to burn the boats, burn it to the ground, and let's go still win the World Series. Like, that's what I think the message has to be. Because after Carson got hurt in 17, it was dire around here.
It felt terrible.
It was, we're never going to win the Super Bowl. The Eagles are a cursed franchise that is never going to win the World Series or win the Super Bowl.
Now you did it.
I know. Well, I keep waiting for a little B to come out.
Yeah.
But I just, everyone in there when the Eagles lost Carson, they all got a little bit better. Jenkins was the rallying cry behind it, but every single one of those guys got a little better. And I guess the message comes down to this. Like, it's for me, it's on two guys that it just matters more with. And they are the most important players on offense. It's funny. I feel like I never put Trey Turner in these conversations, but I just don't. Like, this is a conversation for Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber to rally the troops and go still get it done. Everyone has to step up. We get it. We understand it. Be 10% better. Leave it all on the line. All of that. But those two have to be the tone setters. They can't let these guys slip. It got harder with Zach Wheeler not being out there because he's probably not coming back this season. But what Bryce Harper and what Kyle Schwarber have to do is look everyone in the eyes in that locker room and say, we're not going to die like this. Like, we're not going to let this core run its course because we lost Zach Wheeler. And we're going to go out there. We're going to play the game the right way. We're going to have to do the little things better. We're going to have to bunt guys over. We're going to have to play small ball. We're going to have to go yard, whatever. Our pitchers have to do their jobs as well. But if those two set the tone, I think they can be fine.
You said to me before the show, you were like, what's the phrase, burn the boats? And I had never heard it before, but then I looked it up and saw what it meant, and it is. It is, like, do you believe the Phillies, like, are the Phillies going to be a team that throws in the towel, or are they going to be a team that burns the boats? And if they burn the boats, they can do it. 215-592-9494. You mentioned Bryce and Schwarber. Like, it's up to so many guys in that clubhouse. Those are obviously the two main guys. But is Kyle Schwarber, the question is what is important to you now? Is it your free agency at the end of the year, or is it this team and winning the World Series? Bryce Harper, what is important to you now? Is it moping around? Is it everything going the way that you want it, or is it going and winning the World Series? Matt Strom, what is important to you now? Is it your baseball card collection, or is it winning the World Series? I'm serious. Nick Castellanos.
He's back in town, by the way. He said, wait for the meetup.
Great on the baseball cards. Nick Castellanos, what's important to you? Like, what are you made of? Is the thing that's important to you your streak and playing every single inning, or is it winning the World Series? For all of these guys in there, this can be a career-defining moment. Yep, Rob Thompson, they need more out of Rob Thompson. Alec Bohm, are you going to sit on the ground after a ball hits you in the leg and scream and cry? Or are you going to go out there and play good defense, drive the ball, hit 300, and be the guy that you need? It's up to so many different guys in that clubhouse.
There can be no more poor me's.
No.
There can be no more poor me's. Oh, man, we lost Zach. I guess that's it. And I will be so disappointed if they just take their ball and go home. If they just take their ball and go home and say, well, wasn't our year, then, like, don't even waste your time re-signing Kyle Schwarber. Don't waste your time re-signing JT. Don't waste your time continuing to try to compete, because it'll tell you everything you need to know about this baseball team and whether or not they have the heart of a champion. The 17 Eagles have the heart of a champion that knew how to get the job done. And as someone who loves this baseball team, wants them to compete, wants them to have a parade down Broad Street, if they take their ball and go home, starting with the leaders, starting with the superstars in the clubhouse, and they go out in the first round, God forbid, don't even make the playoffs. Let the Mets chase them down and just give up. Then give up on this core.
Yeah. By the way, the ugly version of this could get pretty ugly.
There's only two outcomes, Spike. Yeah. I've already determined this. There's two outcomes. Yeah. They're going to win the World Series or they're going to flame out. That is the only two outcomes here with this team is that they're going to win the World Series or they're going to flame out. And in my gut, Spike, I don't know which team we're going to get.
That was going to be my question, is we're saying what we want to happen because we've seen it in Philadelphia. We've seen both versions in Philadelphia. We did see the good version of this, right? We saw the 2017 Eagles, and we saw the bad version of this, and that was last year's Sixers team. They saw their best player go down. Everybody quit. The coach quit. The other players quit. Tyrese Maxey quit. Nick Nurse. They all quit. They all just looked at each other and said, well, if the best guy's not here, what are we going to do? I can't decide what I think is going to happen.
And neither can I. Because there's a part of me that's like, it was impressive. I guess I was happy yesterday they jumped out to the 6-0 lead, and that's what I wanted to see. Like, there it is. Like, you lost Wheeler. Maybe they were so morose with they figured out the Wheeler news before the game on Saturday, and that's why they scored zero runs. Who knows? But it was a good first response yesterday of 6-0, and I felt, there it is. Like,
even battling back after they tied it at 6.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Keep scoring runs.
There was obviously concerns there. We'll get to Nola and you know Lazar, whatever. I mean, yeah. Lazar is one of the last guys in the
Well, 10. Nola.
It's really just Nola. But I wish I could just tell you that they do have the internal fortitude to rally together and go on a run here. But I don't know that.
215-592-9494. What do you think the Phillies are going to do? Are they going to throw in the towel or are they going to burn the boats? The burn the boats version of the Phillies would be a pretty exciting way to win.
Well, it's because you can already envision the yearbook envision the movie that could be made about the 2025 Phillies of, you know, Wheeler going down and the feeling around town of hopelessness. And then they rise above it and go on a run. I mean, when they lost Bryce in 22,
they played well.
They played great.
Yep.
And it can do that. And that's why I don't want to let them off the hook, Spike, because it can be a galvanizing moment for them.
Well, and I don't mean to overstate the importance of the fans, but I do think it's important that the fans don't let them off the hook either. Because it'd be very easy between the Eagles coming back and playing and Zach Wheeler gone for everyone to just sort of say, well, you know, it's not going to happen this year, and everybody walk away. I think the fans need to demand this from them too.
Are you calling for standing up?
No, I'm not.
When they run on the field tonight?
No, I'm
hold
not.
On. You tell, but, hold on. Don't start. Don't make me start weeping.
No, but the way that like momentum works in sports, because I believe in it. They win. They sweep the Mariners or something. All of a sudden, everybody starts feeling like it's possible.
Yeah.
I think the first few games after this are incredibly important because because I think they need to believe as well, and I think they need to see again. Love Zach Wheeler. It's still a baseball player. You can win without your best baseball player. 215-592-9494. We do have a next question today as we sit at the Eagles Radio Network golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
Today in 1969 was the final day at Woodstock.
Yep.
And a lot of people lied, said they were at Woodstock when they weren't.
Seems like everyone was at Woodstock.
It seems like everybody was at Woodstock. So for next question today, we'll get your sports point. What do people lie about? Like a lot. What is something that people lie about? Jack, what do people lie about?
So there's a lot. I think that what I find funny in this instance is everyone drives. Everyone swears the other person's wrong.
When they're driving.
Yeah. There's never personal accountability when it comes to driving.
I actually just thought of one similar one, but I won't go there. The one I will go with is their height. Everyone lies about their height.
Well, look at Elliot.
Elliot was what I was going to bring up. I think Elliot said he was 5'10 or something once, and I looked at him, and I was like, Elliot, like, I am 5'10 and a half. You are not 5'10. You're definitely not 5'10.
Not
Elliot's what?
You can say not 5'8"? Even close. Yeah.
5'8"? If he's lucky?
I think 5'8's fine.
5'8's fine.
You put shoes on.
Yeah.
You gain an inch. But without shoes, he's at least 5'8".
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
215-592-9494. The Philadelphia Phillies, the 25 Phillies, you think they're going to burn the boats? give it a shot? Really give us a run here, or do you think they're going to throw in the towel? And for next question today, tell us something people lie about. Bruce in D.C. starts us off. Bruce, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How's everybody doing today on this somber Monday?
It's not somber.
It's not somber. Burn the boats.
Burn the boats, Bruce.
Burn the boats.
Well, you know what? Actually, because you all know my complaints on the Phillies. It's really been all about the batting all year long, the inconsistent batting, and getting runners home, you know, once they get on base. And it still has been a persistent problem, even when we did have Wheeler. However, they have the talent. They have the talent to win. It comes down to leadership, like you said, Jack. Who is going to step up is going to be Bryce, you know, the leadership in the clubhouse. Are they going to get these guys to get focused, especially the middle and the bottom end of the order, to be more consistent and not press at the plate? Just play ball and get some defense to support the pitchers. We still have a good lineup of pitchers.
Their starting rotation's good enough. I mean, they won the World Series in 08 with a worse starting rotation than this is right now.
Absolutely.
Especially if we can get normal Nola back. Now that team in 08 scored a lot of runs. Look, the truth was, thank you for the call, Bruce, as always. The truth was is that whether Zach Wheeler was in there or not, if they scored two runs a game in the playoffs, they were going to lose.
Yeah.
We saw that last year. Zach Wheeler pitched game one. He pitched great. They lost.
They could lose the World Series with Zach Wheeler.
Yes.
Again, it was always going to come down to the bats. And like my hope here is that this was the we don't have our safety net anymore. I think there was a, and there has to be, right? I mean, there has to be a safety net when Zach Wheeler's there, where you can just say, well, we don't have to do too much today.
Yeah.
Just like there was a safety net with Carson in 17, where it felt like he was going to pull them out of whatever that they were going through.
No, not everyone saw that.
Well, you were wrong in 17. Everything after that's fine. He was great.
Not everyone saw that.
He was special.
Not everyone saw that.
He was the Bronco.
Not everyone saw
that. That was a quarterback.
It was now, while we are super, you know, what we do look into the future and see a possibility that the Phillies could do this, seeing Aaron Nola pitch the way they pitched yesterday was
a little disheartening.
Pretty disheartening.
A little disheartening.
I found myself, when you talk about talking yourself into things, I found myself, I was in the car, middle of the game, I'm listening to it, and I go, you know what? It was 11:30 in the morning. You know, that's a weird time to start a baseball game.
Just
maybe,
is.
Maybe that's it.
Taiwan game two starter?
Oh.
No, it's funny. Yeah, it was such a classic talk yourself into it kind of weekend.
Yeah.
Like Saturday when I saw it, drove around in silence for the rest of the night. I was texting buddies. This is one of the darkest days in Phillies history. I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called going through it.
Yeah, you went through it, huh?
By Sunday morning. Burn the boats.
Yeah, there it is. Burn the boats, baby. All right. 215-592-9494. The Phillies are missing Zach Wheeler likely for the rest of the season. There are two options here. There's burn the boats, go win the World Series, or throw in the towel. And I think we'll see pretty quickly what it is. And for next question today, what do people lie about?
And this is an official message, hopefully, maybe on his drive-in.
Bryce.
You can take burn the boats. You imagine like the burn the boats chant.
Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Come on. So you're telling Bryce to steal it.
He can use it.
Yeah. You think
shirts with burn the boats on it.
You know, we'll get the press conference or the media availability after tonight's game, and he'll say, you know, obviously Zach is really big, you know, part of our team. And obviously we all got to come together. I think obviously we need to burn the boats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just says burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
And he said, I really missed Ike today on the afternoon show, but they made a good point.
I turned it off right after they were on, but they did make that one good point. All right. Coming up next, you know, we're in Bluebell at the Bluestone Country Club. I do have a story about Bluebell. Something happened to me in Bluebell, one of the most important moments of my life. So we will talk about that next. 215-592-9494. Talking about the Phils without Zach Wheeler, you think they could go do it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show.
It's probably my favorite Beatles song.
With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're a Beatles guy, I forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great song. Now, I do have a take on Abbey Road.
Okay.
Great album.
But?
Got a little lazy.
How so?
Well, because all I did was write melodies. Like, write the whole song.
What do you mean? They only wrote melodies?
The whole album's like melodies. Like, this song's only a minute and a half. But, like, they only wrote, like, the good parts. And then didn't extend it for the full three and a half minutes. There's a couple in there that are a little longer on Abbey Road.
Do you mean... You don't mean they just wrote melodies, because there's a melody in every song.
Right, but they just wrote the melodies.
As opposed
to... They start right at the melody, rather than like any kind of ramp up.
Do you mean the chorus?
I don't know what I mean. But, when me and Seltzer talked about it, he said that all they did was write melodies.
Well, Seltzer likes to fashion himself a music expert. He's Mr. Pop Culture or whatever. I don't... Only wrote the melodies. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
It's a great album. They just half-assed it.
All right. Did you steal that take from Seltzer?
No.
Oh, that's not Seltzer.
It's been a long-standing take on Abbey Road.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As you've noticed, Spike here, Fritz here, Ike here. He's on the premises at the Bluestone Country Club.
Right.
But he's playing golf with the Eagles Radio Network partners.
You can't get this guy off the golf course.
He's unbelievable.
He's got another one tomorrow.
Also, he said he shot an 86 this weekend.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Do we have, confirmation from a neutral source that actually happened?
You should bring it up with him.
I'm sure
it's going to be a totally different conversation than how it's going right now.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you thrown in the towel on this Philly season after the Wheeler news, or do you still believe? What do you think the Twitter poll is at?
I looked, sadly.
Oh, you cheated.
Well, because I voted on it.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
Did you vote just to see the responses, or did you actually vote on it?
I voted as a listener would and how I felt, which I still believe.
Okay, you still believe.
At 55%.
55% still believe. All right, 215-592-9494. Frank in Beachwood, you're on WIP. What's up, Frank?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, oh, hi, Frank.
I am a believer.
Oh, there
I'm
you go.
I'm calling for a standing ovation for tonight's ball game. When our team hits the field, and I'll tell you why. We have the home run leader, National League home run leader. Trey Turner is leading the league in hits. And we have a cast of others. This is Bryce Harper's team. We know that. These guys go get together, have a little team meeting amongst the players, a players meeting. This is where the rubber meets the road. It's time. We're going to do it.
Well, let me ask you this, Frank. I all those things sound nice. I think what we're trying to talk through here is what we actually believe. Trying to separate what I want to happen from what I believe in my heart. So the thing that you just described there, this whole thing where the best players on the team get together, Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, they have a team meeting, blah, 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 blah. It all sounds great. But then I think back to last year, right, when things were going wrong. And literally, nobody on the team thought they needed a team meeting. They didn't think they needed any sort of speech. And it wasn't until the fans started booing them did they even have that sort of team meeting. So I guess I'm trying to get to the spot where Bryce Harper's a great player. He doesn't seem like a vocal leader. Kyle Schwarber is a good leader. Doesn't seem like the stand in front of the clubhouse, sort of like take a bat, knock stuff off tables, and say we're going to do this. I wonder if, from a personality standpoint, if there is a guy in that clubhouse or two guys in that clubhouse who have that in them, or if Bryce and Kyle Schwarber realize that the team needs it and does it. Like, I'm trying to figure out what my faith is in that actually happening.
My heart tells me yes, there is guys. There's Sosa's a guy that has that desire, that heart.
But Sosa's not galvanizing the team. I think we love Edmundo Sosa.
Right. But, there's a real good team there. Topper has to – you got Turner on base. I mean, how many times have I seen it this year? Turner gets on. We know who's following. It's Schwarber. But then again, he's got speed. It's time to run. It's time to hit. It's time to get dirty. It's time to
do the little things.
Put your cleats in the ground.
Do the little things.
And go. Well, And by the way, not get thrown out at third twice in one game when you don't need to. Like that sort of those games, it feels like all their brain farts happen in one game. Frank, do you have something that people lie about for next question today?
Yeah, their weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, huge one. Come on, man. 210. Yeah.
There it is.
No, I did. I did weigh in at 210 yesterday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And is that still down 20?
Yeah. Well, I started at 232.
Okay, all right. So down 22.
Yeah. Doing well.
So we saw Hugh drive by there, and Hugh was giving us a dirty look. Hugh was giving me hell about my outfit. Do my shorts look?
They're a little short.
Are they?
Yeah, a little short. I mean, I wouldn't be able to pull them off.
Well, I mean, we're built different.
Yeah, I know.
They were in the golf section of the. I went to the store yesterday.
Nike ones
in the golf section.
Again, maybe I'm just behind the times, but it seems like the thigh meets in.
Okay, all right.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
That's what, I mean, Elliot tells me at least.
Oh, okay. So I look probably stylish.
Sure.
I look probably more stylish than Hugh looks today.
Well, Hugh kind of looks ridiculous.
Yeah, but Hugh looks ridiculous.
But, you know, he's Hugh Douglas. He's got a different, like, cachet.
Right.
Also, I did like the, you flipped in the bird.
I did.
Still alive on YouTube.
I don't care.
Still alive on YouTube.
I don't care. Nice. The internet's everything. Everything's all good on the internet. So I mentioned before, we are in Blue Bell, which is something really important happened to me in Blue Bell. So one thing that we've mentioned on the air a lot is when Andy Boyle knocked me out with one punch in high school.
Do you think he likes that you keep telling the story?
Look, it is what it is. We're much older. We were 17 years old or 16 years old.
He's a dad with a young kid.
That's fine. It was 30 years ago. He'll get over it. I don't think that was a fight because we were not fighting. And if we're being fair about it, he did, like, it was a little bit of a sucker punch. So, but Blue Bell is the only place that I've ever been in an actual fist fight. And it was in the parking lot of Reed's Blue Bell, which was a club. And a club? Well, it was like a bar club or whatever. They would have like local cover bands play.
Yeah.
And my roommate and I went.
I guess we had different definitions of a club.
Well, it wasn't like a dance, but people would dance in there on like dance nights or whatever. It was a club. It was like Brownies. Do you ever go to Brownies back in the day? You're too young for that.
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Yeah, too young for that. Well, then what do you even know what a club is? So anyway.
I hear Ike talk about his club.
Different clubs. different clubs.
I'm wondering what this club is.
No, different clubs. So, you know, my roommate and I went to go see our buddies in the band Octane, and I got in a shouting match with a guy in the bar because he was being unruly, and I thought it was inappropriate. And
was he pro-Jalen?
And he said he wanted to fight. And I was like, I didn't want to fight him, obviously. And I said, what, are you going to fight right here in the middle of the club? Well, of course not. I said, I'll see you after. He said, okay. So we were there until 2 a.m. I thought there was no chance that this guy was going to be waiting at 2 a.m. We walked out of Reed's Blue Bell. I would love to talk to this guy, see how he remembers it. If we found Andy, we can find this guy. And I walk out of the bar, and there is this guy and his buddy, and they're waiting for me and my roommate. And he's like, all right, you ready? And I try to put it off again. I was like, well, we're not going to fight right here in front of the bar. He's like, all right, fine. So we all march back to the back of the parking lot. Like, we walked probably, you know, 5 minutes to go fight.
Oh, nice.
And my roommate said something to the effect of, are you going to fight or aren't you? And pulled the guy's friend, pulled his jacket over his head and was like hockey player fighting him. And then I grabbed this guy's shirt and I hit him. And it didn't do anything, and I was terrified, so I just kept hitting. It wasn't doing anything, and then police came. We saw police come into the parking lot to break, you know, up the front part of the parking lot, and then it all stopped. So I tied in that fight. My only fist fight, I believe that was a tie. I get credit for a tie there.
I guess so. I like the fact that he didn't do anything.
Like, well, no. Yeah, it didn't do it. And that was Fat Spike. I had 230, whatever. You know, I had plenty of weight behind me.
No strength whatsoever. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to that guy.
I would love to talk to that guy.
Because he seemed like...
I'd love to talk to the little guy, because my roommate was a smaller guy.
Yeah.
And he beat the crap out of that guy. to be honest with you. Beat the crap out of that guy.
That's good.
Yeah, so we won as a tag team. I tied my part.
There's probably a lot of people that would be lining up to fight us. Like, if you wanted to just, like, redo it.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I'm not a fighter.
Uh-uh.
And my fighting days are way over.
It's two, though.
Yeah, so if... What's that?
It's two.
Two fights?
Yeah, two fights you've been in.
The Andy thing wasn't a fight.
Oh, that was just a straight knockout.
Knockout and cheap shot, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
If we're being
that
honest.
That guy should... Are we sure he should even be a father?
215.
And me, I still have never been in a fight. And that does not mean I want to be in a fight. I have no interest in being in fights.
No. Fights are stupid.
And I am a well, Jill might disagree with this, but I am a stress reducer, not a stress riser.
Depends on the day. 215-592-9494. George in Montgomeryville, you're on WIP. What's up, George?
Hey, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir, George.
So, long-time listener, first time I actually got through. So,
okay.
But I wanted to talk about, I think, some of the other, and what you guys have been talking about, I agree with, you know, and I'm still hopeful, you know, that they rally together. But my big concern is Topper, because I've lost total respect for him. He just makes too many mistakes.
Like what?
Well, for example, just yesterday with Nola in there, leaving people in too long.
Bro, it's the third inning of a game. Like, what do you want him to do? I mean, you have to manage your way through nine innings.
Right, but still, it's like, what are you going to, you know, the guy hasn't pitched in months.
Right.
If he gives up one run, two runs, three runs, okay,
just
that's one
out.
Thing.
Yeah.
Get him out. Like, why leave him in there and just keep having him pummeled? He did that. He's done that several times. It's like, and I get his hands-off philosophy, but the lack of, my opinion, leadership in knowing when to make the right move is very concerning to me. You know, so, and he hasn't been able to get the guys like Turner, even though he has the most hits, he's still like a wild man swinging at all kinds of stuff out of his strike
that's
zone.
That's not true.
Well, that's not on Thompson, though. I mean, I don't think that's on Thompson.
No, at some point you got to say, okay, look, let's get back to the basics, not try to hit a home run every time.
Well, they have tried to do that this year. They don't hit home runs. They try to use the entire field, which is what people want, right?
Yeah, I mean,
what do you think Rob Thompson's job is? Is he the hitting coach as well? Or are these grown adults in big league baseball?
Well, but I think he needs to oversee everything in the sense that hey, he needs to get with the hitting coach. Okay, you know, let's get the guys refocused.
So let me ask you this. Do you think they have a good bullpen this year? Before Duran, do you think they have a good bullpen?
Sometimes. Overall,
Do you think they have a good offense?
Sometimes.
Okay. And you think they have a really good starting staff, right?
Yeah,
Do you think that they should really be winning 95 games like they're on pace to win this year?
I mean, I hope so.
Okay. That sounds like a pretty good manager to me, if I had to.
How many times have they been shut out?
I don't know. How many times have they been shut out?
Quite a few
times. I have
no
idea. All right. You're mad at George, so I'm going to. Yeah, George, what for next question today, give us something that people lie about.
Their accomplishments.
That's for sure. Yeah, well, Jack,
that's a big one.
Jack's one.
I mean, the whole
standing O thing.
Yeah. You know what people lie about?
What?
The manager.
Well, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that in a second. You know who doesn't lie to you? The Carzar John Ashdale. That's not a liar. He's going to tell you the absolute truth. And the absolute truth is, at the Colonial Hyundai at Downingtown, they're going to get you into a brand new Hyundai at a lower price, with better financing, with more for your trade than anyone else. Not liars. Totally honest people. John Ashdale is waiting there. And he's like, how do we make it easy to get you into a brand new Hyundai? three things. Going to give you three things. One, 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. 1B, this is actually only 1B. I could list this as a separate thing, but I'm not going to. They have over 300 brand new Hyundais in stock. So whatever you're looking for, Palisade, Tucson, you know, Elantra, whatever it is, Ioniq, they have it. Number two, they're going to give you better financing than anybody else. 0% on any of those new Hyundais. Number three, they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else, including a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And you know, every new Hyundai from Colonial drives away with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And this month only, in August, they are big supporters of the Brandywine Valley SPCA. Every car they sell, they're going to donate $100 to the Brandywine Valley SPCA. So you're going to get a brand new Hyundai. You're going to help out some homeless dogs and cats as well. Route 30 in Downingtown or ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. See website for details. I think there are perfectly reasonable strategic complaints about Rob Thompson from this weekend. I think the frustrating thing is I think people sometimes pick out the wrong ones. I thought, like, the complaint that guy had about leaving Nola in there. Like, Nola is famous for blowing up in an inning and then righting the ship and getting through five innings.
Which you need to do.
Which you need to do. Like, you can't – they ended up having to stretch their bullpen in a way they didn't want to have to do yesterday.
And a bang-up job by the bullpen yesterday.
Yeah.
Before
Lazar.
The second inning of Lazar.
Yeah. So I don't have a problem with – even if Nola allows five runs in the inning, if he gets you out of the inning, there's as much chance he's going to sail through the next two or three.
It's just like anytime a pitcher struggles, people want him out, and then they complain about pulling a guy too early.
Yes.
Like it's managing is making coin flip decisions.
Mostly.
Every decision you make is pretty much a coin flip. Yep. I thought – Thursday night? Was it with Kirkering? He should have brought in Kirkering a little bit earlier into the game. He didn't need Lazar to start the inning.
Yes, I thought that was a mistake. And by the way, the ones that I feel like are real mistakes are the ones that you can feel in real time.
Sure.
Like we were all surprised that Sosa was bunting, and then we were shocked that he bunted ball four. Mm-hmm. Right. That I thought was a mistake. In the seventh was a mistake.
You know, it wasn't a mistake.
What?
Putting Duran in the game.
Yes.
Like, that was another thing that people were like, yes. There's an issue with Rob Thompson
with a four-run lead.
Well, he hadn't pitched since Sunday.
Well, and the thing that people kept saying to me is that it's a save situation. I'm like, a save is not a real thing. It's a made-up stat. Quality. It's like quality start. Right?
Sure.
Real stats are runs, hits, errors. Those are real stats. A save, somebody somewhere could say that a save is four runs in an inning, and then all of a sudden it's a save situation. And then, like, we learned yesterday, by the way, why you don't want to act like the game is over when it's not.
You've lost three straight.
Yeah.
You got to shut down momentum. Like, freak accidents happen. I think sometimes we choose things to be mad at the manager about when it's not really based in reality. And like sometimes with pitching decisions, sometimes guys aren't available in the bullpen. Like people just want to use the good bullpen pitchers every night. Well,
yes.
You can't do that. You
got
to manage for 162. You can't pitch the guys every single day that they go out there. And like sometimes you got to see if a guy will work through it. I mean, part of Rob Thompson's job right now is research and getting more data for what he can do in the postseason and when he can use guys and when he can't use guys. Like but overall, you look at the team this year, right? They've had an awful bullpen. They've had an inconsistent lineup. They've had a really good starting staff. I think it was so good for the first 2.5 months that it's carried over into how people think about the rotation still.
Yeah, because it hasn't been that great for the last month and a half.
All of a sudden, Rangers a question mark. Lazar is a question mark. Nola's back. You're getting a miracle year out of Taiwan.
But by the way, Wheeler was iffy.
Wheeler was iffy.
As good as he was this year, he was iffy for the last 3 weeks.
I don't think with all of that, you would say that that's a 95-plus win ball club. Now, again, I'm not trying to say that's all Rob Thompson because I don't believe that. I think that mostly baseball is players being players. But he's doing something right, and I think that, you know, we give Sirianni a lot of credit for the culture, and I think that there's some instances where we want to see a little more, but for the most part, they've won a lot of games, and there hasn't been a lot of coming out negatively in that clubhouse.
I think by and large, I thought that Rob Thomson has done a good job this year in doing things that he wouldn't normally do. Look, we had the whole conversation on Friday about platooning Castellanos. And
benched him on Saturday.
And he benched him on Saturday. And it was the second time in 2 weeks that he benched him. So
he couldn't blame the hard turf.
And then what did we get out of Castellanos yesterday? I mean, like, maybe it's a coincidence, but he hit the ball really hard three times.
He did.
Doubled. He hit a home run.
Get the best version of Cast.
He's moved Stott around plenty. He's moved Bohm earlier this year. I mean, it seems like it was 100 years ago, but when Bohm started the year in a really tough place, he moved him down in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Like, Schwarber is not hitting leadoff where he prefers to hit. Now, I don't think he should be hitting second, but he moved Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. I think Rob Thomson has evolved a little bit this year and made some harder decisions than he would. He doesn't do everything that I would like him to do. I think if the team does not succeed this year, if they do sort of wilt under the pressure of this, I think there is an argument for a manager that maybe can light a bit of a fire under people's asses a little bit next year. But I don't think that means that Thompson's a bad manager, and I don't think it means they haven't succeeded because of him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball. I think he's one of the best managers in baseball that has gotten a lot of a team that I think we all think is flawed. And hopefully it's good enough to win a World Series. He's going to have to, I mean, we talk about all the players need to be on their A game, right? With Wheeler being down, he's got to be even more on top of it.
Yeah.
And he's got to realize there's not a ton of margin for error now with some of your starters and, you know, put guys into different situations to where it's see if they can rise above it, but get them in, get them out at the right times. Kind of sound like Herb when I was saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like...
A little Herb.
But being on top of it rather than letting things snowball.
215-592-9494. We're saying the Phillies should burn the boats.
Burn the boats.
Burn the boats. Do you think they throw in the towel or burn the boats?
Real quick, Devin did text me wondering, are you guys going to explain what burn the boats means?
Well, so the first mention I saw of burn the boats was in the 1500s, and it was
a perfect time to bring it back.
Wait, hold on. Let me bring it up. It was a military general that basically said that he wanted them to burn their own boats so his soldiers could not retreat from battle. So essentially what burn the boats means is that you do not retreat from battle. There is no turning back. That's what it means.
Man, it's pretty chill inducing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds pretty good.
Dude, can't you just imagine burn the boats, the story of the 2025 Phillies?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Or maybe throw in the towel, the story of the 2025 Phillies. So 215-592-9494, what do you think they are going to do? And coming up next, man, I had one other thing I wanted to tell you on burn the boats, and I forgot it. Whatever. And coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. Oh, one thing, Nick Sirianni will be on the show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So the training camp's been going on for 3.5 weeks. Nick Sirianni will be on the WIP afternoon show tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yes.
But joining us next is Elliot Shore Parks. We'll find out what happened at practice today. Seemed like there was another change at the CB2 position today. So we will find out who is playing outside corner opposite Quinyon Mitchell, see how Jalen did today, all from Elliot Shore Parks next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.